Hi, this is Jeff Brown, the ball guy. I get asked about what I mean by fundamentals and sticking to fundamentals, the basics of real estate investing. A lot of times, people think that cash flow is where you should always worship. It's the what I call the altar of cash flow. Not necessarily true. You have to go back to why you're investing. If you're 25, 35 years old, you've already proven that you make so much money. You've got enough extra after taxes and after lifestyle expenses to invest in something else and not worry about it. You don't need cash flow now. I'm not telling you to avoid it. What I'm telling you is the idea is to build cash flow. You have to understand the use of the principle of time value of money. So you say, well, what's the time value of money? I'm going to give you a very quick three-sentence paragraph. Sooner is better than later. More is better than less. And more sooner is much more better. Now, we've got that principle out of the way. So when you know that you're going to retire down the road, and you're in your 30s or 40s, and you have X amount of capital you're starting with, or maybe you've already started, but now you want to find out from me what I can do to maybe turbocharge that growth, or maybe keep you on the same path, but somehow make it so you can retire earlier than you thought was maybe possible. You have to understand that things are going to happen in their own time. That's a fundamental. You can get wealthy slowly. I've been doing this a long time. I still don't know how to get rich quick. I know how to get rich quick and end up not being rich. I've done it myself when I was a very young man. What you have to understand is the basics are that when you invest early on for capital growth, that is what's going to yield the cash flow that you're so happy to pursue now. It only matters later. What's cash flow? Cash flow is a yield on net worth. Why wouldn't you build your net worth all the way up until a year or two before you retire, then convert to cash flow? Because here's the thing. When you retire with $1 million and you can make 8% on that, that's 80 grand. Wouldn't you have rather foregone all that cash flow you got up to that point if the amount of net worth you had built was 3 million, not 1 million? You're going to make the same 8%. Except for now you're not making 80,000 a year, you're making 20,000 a month. Take your time, your choice, your life, your retirement, which one do you want? So stick to the fundamentals. Understand, like I've said before, keep your eye on the ball, but understand you build net worth first. You build your capital, then you switch to cash flow. When you do that, you'll find out that the after-tax cash flow, because you did so slowly, combining many strategies maybe in a synergistic way, that in the end, you're the guy with the most options. And unlike where they say people have the gold, make the rules, let me tell you how it works in retirement for people who invest in real estate and notes and combine all these different strategies on the slow but sure train. They have the most options. And the one that retires with the most options wins every time out. This is Jeff Brown, the ball guy. I'll see you next time.